His obsessive focus deepened, helping him learn to appreciate life's precious moments and understand that bad things happen to good people. I know people far more worthy of miracles than I am who haven't gotten them, he says. David founded a support group for grieving college students at Georgetown called Students of AMF, an acronym for Ailing Mothers and Fathers, as well as his mother's initials. Reader's Digest wrote about his group in May of 2008. David went on to earn a master's degree at the University of Oxford, where he learned how to conduct scientific research so that he could fight the disease that took his mom. That relentless focus and scientific rigor would one day save his life. David entered medical school at the University of Pennsylvania to become a doctor like his father, specifically an oncologist, in tribute to his late mother. In 2010, during his third year, he got very sick and was hospitalized for 5 months. Something was attacking his liver, kidneys, and other organs and shutting them down. The diagnosis was idiopathic multicentric Castleman disease. First described in 1954, Castleman presents partly like an autoimmune condition and partly like cancer. It's about as rare as ALS. There are around 7,000 new cases each year in the United States. The disease causes certain immune signaling molecules called cytokines to go into overdrive. It's as if they're calling in fighter jets for all-out attacks on home territory. In his hospital bed, David felt nauseated and weak. His organs were failing, and he noticed curious red spots on his skin. He asked each new doctor who came into his room what the blood moles, that's what he called them, meant. But his doctors, focused on saving his life, weren't interested in them.